tomorrow.
Yeah, you're going to start with this music. You're going to put me to sleep before the show starts.
I'm directing my imaginary orchestra.
I'm going to have to go find me some virtual ice to skate on now. There's none here. Hello, boys and girls. Hello, Mrs. Rogers.
Oh, don't say that. That hurt my heart when he died.
Is he dead?
Yes, Ginger. Well, I didn't actually ever watch that show.
I did. I know who he was. But
Yami was my favorite.
I was all about the Fraggle Rock. So.
Oh, hell no. You and I are falling out.
I love Fraggle Rock.
The above.
So welcome to another fun-filled edition of Gamer Girls Radio, This Week in Gaming. As you hear, I'm hosting because Snow is out sick, Blaster's out sick, and Ginger and I are like, what the hell? Usually we're the sick ones. We're the sick ones.
They left us. How dare they?
They definitely. So we went to go get a proxy. Dave! Dave, are you there, Dave? Are you there, Dave?
I am, occasionally.
Dave, tell them where you're from, Dave.
I'm David Collins, the Assistant Director of Operations for GameFocus.ca.
La, la, la. Wait a minute. I do have some applause for you because we like when we have kids. There you go. Get you some applause. Welcome to our show.
Yay. Welcome, Dave.
Thank you. I was actually bowing, so I
That's awesome.
That is the equivalent of our queen wave that we do when the applause is going. The princess wave. Oh, my God. Here we go with the Twitter.
That ain't just for me. No, I tweeted a couple of times. That's not for me.
Who's tweeting about the Fraggle Rocks? Is that you, Dave?
No.
That's Casey Webb, girl. Hey. No. There will be no Fraggle Rocking on this show.
Yes. Fraggle Rock.
There will be no Fraggle Rocking on this show. I forbid it.
I loved that show. Why did you hate that show?
Something about them just irritated me. I just wanted to shake them. Just stop it. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay. Anyway. I've had too much Coca-Cola. Can y'all tell?
Yes. Yes, you have.
And I'm actually trying to tone it down. Ooh.
It's Thursday night. No toning down. You got to dial it up. Dial it up.
Nam yo renge kyo. I'm good.
Especially because I'm missing out on my partner in crime, Snow. So how dare you leave me? I love you, Corey.
You know what? Wait till later. I'm coming to APB.
Hey, she likes to play with my boobs.
I'm coming to APB and I'm shooting you in the leg.
Yeah. Don't shoot me in the leg.
No, it's right in the back of the knee where, you know, where your leg bends, right there.
Ow.
I know where it's
don't do that.
Yes, because you're having your little cute boy shorts. By the way, you're following on Twitter. You see the naked pictures I just put up of Ginger's character?
Those are not naked. My boobs and my ass are covered.
Go through our pictures. She is always naked.
I'm not naked. I got boy shorts and a long sleeve shirt on.
And nothing else.
If I could make tape, I would wear tape.
Yes, you know she likes to tape on her boobs. Dave's like, what the hell did I get myself into?
I'm looking for pictures now.
Oh, they're in our Twitter feed. If they're not, they're definitely in hers. Oh, that chick is always naked every time you see her.
Naked chicks are not a bad thing.
I was going to say only virtually, but that's not always true. So
you took down the picture where you were laying dead in the street? That was my favorite picture.
I need somebody. Somebody needs to buy me the extended Twitter Flickr. Because, yeah, I post way too many pictures, and they fall off like crazy.
All right, we're going to have to look into getting Ginger an extended Twitter. Anybody want to donate some funds for Christmas?
I need, like, $25.
Let's go start one of those crowdfunder things. Yeah.
Yes. You want to see more naked pixels? I need $25.
And tape over her boobs, because that's how she rolls.
Yes. Speaking of, where's my tape?
Oh, God.
Give me some.
Anyway, moving along. Speaking of crowdfunder, sadly, Kirsten's Viewer didn't make their funding.
I know. I hate that. And I love Kirsten's Viewer.
If you're not familiar with Kirsten's Viewer, we've been talking about it for several weeks. It's a viewer for Second Life. It's one of the better ones. This guy did revolutionary things, light, shadows, depth of field, things hadn't been done before, which could change the world of Second Life forever, especially the MMO parts.
But
he couldn't get his funding. He only managed to raise $7,000 of the $28,000 they needed. And he said, "Fuck all y'all, I'm going to work. So I'm not doing this viewer anymore. Thanks a lot. Bye, bitches. Thanks for your not help."
And I hate that. I hate that because it's a beautiful viewer. I mean, it's still got some quirks. It's still got some bugs. But for a one-man show, it's pretty awesome.
It's no longer supported. So unless somebody out there is listening, please give him.
Well, I did notice that the new Phoenix Firestorm does have depth of field.
Yes, but it's crash-alicious, so.
It is crash-alicious. I can't say that word. I'm not going to give up. I'm not even going to try. It sucks. It works, but it's very choppy looking. Mm-hmm. It's just very gritty and not very pretty, where Kirsten's was beautiful. Just gorgeous.
It flowed like water.
And Kirsten's did the whole thing, you know, where if you leave the camera sitting long enough, it would view in on exactly what you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Phoenix, you can sit there for an hour and it's not going to do that.
See, those Brits know what they're doing over there with that programming stuff. Okay.
I know what they're doing.
Okay.
Bite my tongue. See, Snow's not here. Snow would have totally jumped in on that. Snow.
Bite in your tongue? Yes, I'm sure she would have. Perfect little rant. Okay. So we need to get on to talking about some stuff because we had a very juicy week with news.
We did. There's so many fights.
It didn't get real juicy to the end of the week, but it was good. It's good.
You know there are some pissed off gamers out there right now, so yeah.
Well, let's start with the highest of pissivity. That would be the Xbox update, and the company.
I still have not done mine.
Where is my link? I keep losing stuff. Ginger, give me my link.
No, that's my link. You cannot have it.
I love you.
I'm glad I didn't have the problems that everybody else had with that.
Well, not just the issues. The indie developers are now angry.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah. No, I mean, because I was in the beta, or still actually technically in the beta, because they're still releasing applications for it. So I've kind of had the dashboard for a little while now, and I didn't run into any of the issues, short of the exposure problems that, you know, like the indie folks have, and I even saw it with
that link right there.
I saw it with the with the gamer playdate, or excuse me, the community playdate. That, you know how Microsoft usually does a community playdate every week. We're hosting one next week, and it took me like 15 minutes to actually find it on the dashboard.
So you agree with the indie developers? It's a little clunky.
When it comes to exposing the things that we have traditionally watched in previous iterations of the dashboard, yes. I think probably what would make it better is if we could actually assign our own to the different tabs. I mean,
exactly.
I understand that they want to keep some reserved for, say, marketing and commercials and ads or whatever. That's fine. I don't care. But at least half of it that's up there now, I don't use.
Well, now, we got quite a few developers, and I feel the same way, feel like Microsoft is kind of trying to leave us behind as gamers. I keep hearing this. We want to go to a full media. We want a TV. We want this. I don't hear anything about making our gaming experience any better. Even Kinect is saying they want to do more business applications with Kinect, more so than any game stuff, although Kinect sucks for games, but that's not the point.
Well, it's in line with Microsoft's vision from a long time ago, which was they want to be the focus point for all your entertainment needs. And so they've been kind of mastering the gaming side, and now they're shifting focus to encompass everything else. Unfortunately, it comes across as, you know, you're kind of kicking your audience to the curb. However, I mean, there's probably more Netflix being used than actual gaming on an Xbox 360.
Not in this house.
Right. Well, not here either. Although there are times, but no, not here consistently either. But on the average 360 owner, they use it for multimedia purposes more than they use it for gaming.
Now, Ginger, are you watching more Netflix than you are gaming?
Not on my Xbox, no. My Xbox is purely for gaming. My Wii is the Netflix machine.
That's interesting. What are you talking about?
I like the HD aspect, though. I don't like Netflix on my Wii.
Who is pouring drinks? What are y'all drinking and why don't I have any?
I don't have anything. It's on me.
Wow, did you guys actually hear that? This mic is awesome.
No, we just have good ears.
I'm curious now how well that translated out to the audience, because all I did was take a sip of a soda.
That was not me this time.
I'm very thirsty.
Well, I've got some fake sweet tea over here if you want it.
Fake?
Yeah, it's got fake sugar.
I can't drink. You trying to kill me? Allergic? Hello, Ginger?
Why did I know?
You know she's trying to kill me, David. You're a witness.
I'm witnessing, yeah. She's actually looking to replace you.
No, I can never replace my Corey.
I'm going to need 1,200.
Now, are you going to leave me all your games and your shoes?
Wait a minute.
You can't have both. Involved.
You can't have both. It's either the games or it's the shoes.
I'll take the games. No, can have the shoes.
That'll work.
She'll probably wear them more anyway.
Mm.
I would be the same way, but then again, I don't have your guys' shoe fetish, so.
Corey has some hot shoes.
Yes. I put one up on Twitter. Why was everybody wanting my shoe? I kept getting messages saying, where'd you get that shoe? What size is that?
They want to know what size it was?
Yes.
Now, let's see, that's just foot fetish right there.
Probably. Although I was flipping through Tumblr and I saw somebody had posted like a set of pumps that were Star Wars themed.
Oh, all right, now where, those
where?
I might have to have.
Where?
I don't know. I'd have to go digging back through my
and
feet.
You will, or we will kill you.
See, that is so much better. See, people, if you're gonna do this kind of geeky thing with clothes, do not do the stupid Angry Birds bra and panties.
Mm.
Star Wars shoes. That is awesome.
What about the Angry Birds light display? Is everybody?
I did not see that. So.
I did. I was not impressed.
Pretty much, if anything in my link says anything about Angry Birds, it's not getting clicked on. Sorry.
Exactly. Didn't we skip over a bunch of Angry Birds stuff this week?
Oh, my God. Every day there's like 3 press releases from Rovio. It's like, Rovio, I don't care about your game, all right? Stop it.
I was about to say, Ben, I'm bad. Dave, how do you feel about the Angry Birds light display?
Actually, I didn't look at it either. I was too busy looking at the recreation of the Enterprise in lights.
Oh,
you know,
oh,
he's
no,
not a cool
stuff either.
He's not yeah, no.
I'm in the know. Come on now.
I'm jealous.
No, it came across my Twitter feed. Somebody had posted the link, and I popped it open, and it wasn't, you know, it was just a still shot, but it was impressive nonetheless. I mean, it was big, like, you know, probably my size, if not more. I mean, I'm 6'4", so this thing had to have been at
Holy
least
Christ.
As tall as me. I mean, it was big, like, took up their entire lawn.
I'm sorry, I'm stuck on the fact you're 6'4". We like tall people. So how tall are you again?
it was impressive. And I'm glad Angry Birds didn't come across, because I'm the same way. I probably wouldn't have clicked it. I'm done with Angry Birds.
I was done the minute they started talking about it. I was like, really? Pigs and birds? Are you kidding me?
Now, well, I didn't mind it at first. Don't get me wrong. It was all right at first, but they have just milked it so much that I'm...
Yes. Yes, they're everywhere. I think I saw them in Target the other day as well. I was like, are you kidding me? Stop that.
You saw who in Target?
I think... I cannot talk. I swear I've not been drinking. Not tonight.
Yeah, you have.
Mm-hmm. And no, all right, well, tea, but nothing alcoholic this time. I decided one show sober. Anyway, I was in Target the other day, and I saw Angry Birds. I think it was, like, in their little Christmas display. They had, like, little hats and stuff on.
Well, they got the plushies out. Every time we walk by them, my daughter's like, I want one of those, and I want one of those. No.
There was a crowd around them, and they had giant ones that were pillows, and when you lay on them, it would make the squeak, the oinking noise from the pig and the yelling noise from the birds, and the kids were just going nuts when I was in Toys R Us.
I know. At Halloween, I saw all those stupid costumes everywhere. Ugh. Even my favorite adult costume place had Angry Birds adult costumes.
But I will say, I thought the bra was cool. I did want the bra. I will not lie.
No.
I want it.
No.
I'd be walking around pulling up my shirt. Look!
I'm going to tell Link you're cheating on him with Angry Bird.
He knows I'm not. He's looking right at me, thank you. Isn't that right, Link? Hey, babe.
I may have to bring him home with me because, yeah.
And I just want to know how you're going to do that with your hands broken.
Hey, I need the those. I need those for gaming.
I don't bother your man. Why are you bothering mine?
This is true.
I don't try to fake
you. You did show me Master Chief yesterday.
I sure did. I sought him out for you.
He was killing zombies. It was a beautiful thing.
I didn't like that.
I thought that was awesome. That was a sticky bomb, too. That was great.
See, I didn't like that at all.
Come on. It's Master Chief. It's zombies. What more could you want?
Bacon.
Who? Bacon?
Bacon.
Yeah.
All right. I can agree. You always need some bacon. What about bacon in the fridge?
You know.
Well, she asked, what more do I want?
Okay. Who is calling?
It's not me.
Oh, it's not me. All my stuff's turned off.
Okay, you talk amongst yourselves. Let me find out what's going on here.
All right, so are you playing the SWPOR?
No, actually, my PC is not strong enough. Yes. That's what happens when you just don't have the money to maintain the upgrades. Although, there is a potential for, as an organization, Game Focus plans to kind of push our PC coverage a bit more. So there's a possibility that might be changing soon. So when does...
What happened? What I miss?
Nothing.
I love my PC is my baby. I cannot imagine not keeping her up to spec.
That's the way it used to be for me, but things got a little expensive, and leading up to my divorce and everything thereafter, money.
Yeah, divorce will do that. Divorces will do that.
So my money, with money not being Pavilion, I had to sacrifice something.
Well, I think the cloud gaming makes it a lot easier. If you don't have a up-to-date PC, I think. And I got to say, we were really resistant to it here, the whole cloud thing. But when it comes to the gaming, I'm loving it to death. I can continue to play my PC games at least for another year or so before I have to upgrade.
Yeah, I mean, just the fact that I can, at least with OnLive, I can put it on my phone.
It doesn't work on our phone.
No, well, we've got the Joids, which are awesome. These not Joids you're looking for, apparently. They don't want to install anything on them.
OnLive works great on my phone. In fact, they got that universal remote that they just released, last week or the week before last? I need to get that because I want to see that actually connect to my phone, because if so, then I'm going to be playing Deus Ex on my phone.
You hear me? You hear these scissors?
Yeah, but see, you're several states away.
I can do amazing things from several states away. I got peoples where you are.
I bet you do. I'm not surprised. But yes, cloud gaming is fantastic. It's actually, I think it's probably going to end up being the way that everybody goes, mostly because it helps eliminate piracy.
I don't know about that. I've got some enterprising people that can get around even that.
Not if none of the files are local. I mean, if all you're doing is streaming the content.
They'll find a way. You know they will.
Probably. You have to be really enterprising to pull that off. So I wouldn't be surprised if in the next 2 years you start seeing games made exclusively for cloud services.
I love that idea. Now, speaking of services similar, how do we feel about this Gamefly and direct-to-drive merger?
I missed the news. I mean, not this week, when they first announced it. So it was a surprise for me when the email came in this week saying, oh, yeah, go download your stuff because it's not going to be available soon.
I like it.
I think it's very interesting.
It is for Gamefly subscribers.
I have both. Well, you know what? Let me correction. I had a falling out with Gamefly when they first started, so I think I have an old account there somewhere, but I haven't used it since 2002, and then I have a direct-to-drive account, but I don't have much on either. So this is going to be interesting. I'm going to see what happens. I'm going to try to find those accounts and then merge them together. But the software is very small. Other than I was complaining this morning, there were too many updates to Adobe Air and bunch of other stuff they wanted me to update before I could open it, so.
Yeah, Adobe Air is always updating. I don't know what the deal is with that.
That is like the most horrible software, I think, on the face of the planet at present.
Well, and I think that's why TweetDeck pulled their software off of Adobe Air.
Yes, because I was using them and then I had problems with Adobe Air. There was another one, Ada is a very small.
Cory Pocket.
Well, and back to your cloud gaming, that's actually going to get a little bit more interesting coming up here because GameStop's going to be joining that soon, too.
Oh, good Lord. EA will follow suit pretty soon, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. You're going to have Origin Cloud.
Stop saying it. Ugh.
Yuck. Gross.
You know, I've heard so many horrible things about Origin, and because it came alive after my PC days, because I don't do a lot of PC gaming these days, I haven't had a chance to really experience all the problems that everybody else has.
We're not just saying it because of us. It's just EA. They make good stuff sometimes, but this is one of those things that they didn't do well. There were too many fingers in the pie. They're in too many other people's backyard, so to speak. They're trying to be Raptor. They're kind of trying to be Facebook. They're kind of trying to be, you know, you can't really, we're not really
Everybody's
sure.
Everybody's trying to be Facebook, though.
Well, yeah. But we're not really sure what the hell EA's doing when I logged into Origin. And the bad part is they announced it, yes, but they announced it after they'd already let it go live. So, and Dave, you may have noticed this as well. The people that play The Sims are some of the most ravenous and evil people on the planet. I'm one of them.
If
your shit ain't right, EA is going to hear about it. And they didn't warn them even, you know, where you're going to be updating. And they had a new expansion pack coming out. So all these people are trying to get their stuff. They can't get their game. They can't get the stuff they, you know, the pre-order gift. None of it was working. And they did all this in the same week and didn't warn anybody. So it was like total mayhem, chaos.
Not surprised, but it's because EA wants Valve. They want a chunk of the Valve market. So they say, why go through Steam when we can create our own Steam experience?
No, you can't. Steam is Steam.
You kind of have to work up to it. I mean, Steam didn't just become what it is overnight. I mean, Valve's been working on Steam for years, so it's been a steady increase of upgrades, and it's been a steady move forward, and they've made sure most of their stuff was right as they went through it, whereas EA is just trying to do it all at the same time. It's like, whoa, slow your roll there, guys. Relax a little bit. You're not going to get Valve yet. You're not. I mean, they're going to be pulling their catalog from Steam if they haven't already.
Have
they pulled the entire thing?
Yeah. They did that the day they launched, and again, it didn't go over very well.
Yeah, because they want Valve's piece of the pie.
One thing I wonder about, I mean, because I will totally admit, I don't think I play any games so far that use any cloud services. How is this going to affect, say, the single-player modes of most of these games, the RTSs and whatnot?
The biggest problems with cloud is mostly bandwidth caps. Because really, your single-player experience is the only things that's going to impact you either on either side, single-player or multiplayer, is going to be whether or not you're connected to the Internet and how you connect to the Internet. So a lot of regions, especially if you head up into the Canadian regions, there's a lot of places that are nothing but bandwidth caps. So if you're capped every month, streaming is going to be an extremely painful habit to support.
Ooh, this is already getting painful. So I'm playing with the GameFly while we're talking. Bad. It did pull up my old account, and the email was sent to the new one. I don't understand you, GameFly. Bad.
I haven't used GameFly in several years, so it's not going to impact me at all because I won't use them. So if I get to that point where I need to be renting games, then yeah, I'll probably return to GameFly because I did get a really fast turnover when I had them, but I have plenty, and I get plenty, so I don't need GameFly.
You know, that's taken all kinds of wrong ways. David, you have to remember where you are when you get there. We will always take it the
really?
Wrong way. Really? Tell us about it.
Do you have pictures?
Exactly.
So pics or it didn't happen.
Yeah, there you go.
Why am I coughing my head off over here? Tonight?
Apparently somebody's doing construction over here. I don't know what's going on. So if I scream and then y'all hear clankety clank, just call 911. Send them to my house. Okay.
All right, I got the 911 dialed.
Okay. Ginger. Did you have some interesting news to say?
Oh, well, sort of. SWTOR, Star Wars The Old Republic, apparently more issues, and this actually came out today after we got off air. You already heard about the people who bought the pre-release and these collector's edition... sorry, my hair's falling down. Collector's edition copies that weren't getting them on time, weren't able to get into the game. The queues were too long. Well, that's not just the only problem now. Apparently, several retail boxes were missing their activation keys.
Ouch.
But not only did you spend $150 on a collector's edition and couldn't get in anyways because of the wait time, you just didn't even have your activation key. Yeah, so this is not going to be good. EA has responded on its message boards, but you know they're the devil. They said that those missing a code should email support at swtor.com. You know, as long as you're not a girl, girls wouldn't play this.
No, we will not let it go, EA.
No. You also need to have a scanned copy of your receipt with the email. If you don't have a receipt, well, I guess you're just SOL. BioWare, of course, says they're looking into it, but what are you going to do? What I want to know is, did you get it from GameStop?
Ouch.
See, I really managed to take a swipe at all the major people there with this one.
Oh, I was waiting for the Activision slam.
I'm sorry, this is not the key code you were looking for. Okay.
I'd be pissed. $150 for the collector's edition, which, you know, what's it going to get you? A cool little lightsaber that once the game's over, that's it? It's gone? You don't have it?
I am not understanding people with the collector's edition nowadays. As we've said before, used to be a collector's edition meant you got a physical item, something that you could actually collect. It sat on your desk or closet, wherever it was you kept it, whatever little type of fangirl or fanboy you were. Like, I have a shelf behind me with, like, I have a Hulk, I have an Iron Man up there, I have from Rose McGowan from Planet Terror, I got Star Wars, I got all kinds of stuff back there, okay? Got a TIE Fighter. So these are things that usually would come with a game. Now it's, we're going to give you 500 credits in-game money and a lightsaber, and you're going to pay $150. And you can't sell it. You can't trade it to anybody. It doesn't work. It's limited to you. Why?
What about this one? I just actually sent it over to you guys.
I'm clicking on it now.
Kingdoms of Amalur: Reckoning. It's an upcoming first title from 38 Studios. It's their mega edition, their super, super duper, is $275.
Holy shit.
What am I getting with this thing?
You're getting a lot of really, really good stuff. In fact, that's already sold out, it looks like. Wow. I can't believe people paid for that. But,
dice set, a dice bag, parchment map. All right, the maps are cool. I miss the maps. Maps are cool.
Yes. I still have my Icewind Dale and my Baldur's Gate.
He understands.
Yes.
We were talking about our EverQuest
map. So, I mean, but that's just the basic $80 edition. When you scroll down, you'll see you get the statue, and that's for the $200 version. And then the mega one that's been sold out is signed by McFarlane.
All right, now that is awesome.
Yeah, I agree. However, $275 kind of sets a precedent for collector's editions in a market where, you know, we're kind of already feeling the pains in our wallet as it is. I mean, I scoff at the $150 collector's edition. So when I saw that, I about spit my drink out all over
you my see,
head.
But here's the big difference, Dave. There's physical items you're going to hold in your hand that you can keep and possibly one day times get hard. You could throw it up on eBay and sell it probably and get your money back and then some. But when it's a lightsaber that's in it's a digital item that only works with you. You can't sell it. You can't give it away. You can't copy it. You can't even drop it because it won't let you. It's usually how they go. You really don't have anything.
No. You're not taking up vault space with some crappy piece of weapon.
Yeah, so I'm like, if I'm going to be paying this, you got to make it worth my while. Can I sell this? Do I have to keep it for a length of time before I can sell it? Can I something? But see, right now, nothing. I'm paying $150 for nothing. And we are big proponents of, you know, digital things. You know, we talk about in Second Life all the time buying digital land, but you can rent that out and get your money back, you know, at a certain point, your real money back. This is nothing. I'm not understanding what exactly they were making people pay $150 for. Do I get a year's free game time or something? What am I getting?
Right. Yeah, for me, I guess you could say I'm kind of a gaming paraphernalia junkie. I need physical, like a statue or some kind of little trinket that you can't normally go to the store and buy. And those are the things that attract me to collector's editions. So, like, I've got my Ezio statue here from Assassin's Creed 2 that made me go buy that.
I would have bought it for that.
Right. However, if they had said, oh, we're going to give you these cool multiplayer skins, I'm like, I don't care. I need something tangible.
Exactly. So what does that say about our gamers nowadays, some of you out there?
That some of y'all are irresponsible, fanatic, and kind of idiots.
She was going to say, I was waiting for the idiot word. That's why.
Now, on the flip side, not every franchise can pull that off, though. Like, Star Wars is kind of a gimme because of how deep the fan base is. But you go with a different IP, there's a good chance you're not going to sell, you know, $150 collector's editions if you've only got digital items in there.
Well, even still, okay, PC games are running, what, still around 30, 40 bucks still. You could have tossed in a whole bunch of stuff at a rate of $150. Free game time. I would like to have had me a nice life-size Darth Vader helmet come with my That's what I want.
I saw a Master Chief helmet the other day. I almost bought that. Sorry.
Well, I was complaining about when they did that with Halo, when they were giving away the Master Chief helmets with Halo, but I understood it. I was complaining that it was expensive. But, you know, I wanted one. I considered picking it up to get the helmet.
I still have mine.
See? You know.
I'm jealous.
I opted for my Master Chief Mountain Dew can, which is hidden in my house so that nobody will drink it. Because, you know, people get thirsty. Mountain Dew, click, and then my thing is worth nothing. So it's actually the only thing that's actually hidden, like in the corner of the closet around the shelf at the top. So, yep. But I'm not understanding this whole, the whole microtransaction thing makes no sense to me in a sense of I can't get my money's worth back.
I blame social gaming for that.
Yeah.
You got Farmville, and you've got, Zeniga with all their stupid little games, their Mafia Wars and everything.
Well,
this is ridiculous. My mom spends so much money on this stuff. Speaking of mom, if you're listening, I love you. But yeah, Farmville and everything.
Well, you hit the nail on the head. You hit the nail on the head. That's exactly why they do it, because you stand to make more money if you do the microtransactions and mm-hmm. hook people, because they'll spend more than what, say, a $15 subscription would cover. And then also it's more enticing because then people are able to jump in and start playing without an initial investment. So, yeah. I mean, it financially, it makes great business sense.
Yeah,
now,
people are like, you know, oh, it's only $2 here, $3 there. Exactly. Then you add it up at the end of the month and you've spent 50 or 60 bucks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they nickel and dime it because it's easier to drop, you know, a buck here and a buck there than it is to say, okay, I'm committed to $15 a month, and I don't know that I'm going to play this $15 worth. Whereas when you get into, say, microtransactions, you don't realize how much you're spending, and you're playing it at your leisure without feeling the regret that you didn't actually use enough to justify the subscription.
Yes. The only thing that really pisses me off about that, I mean, because if you want to be stupid with your money, that's fine. You go right on ahead. You do that. Whatever. Doesn't bother me. What pisses me off is when you get these games, especially, I will admit to playing some Facebook games. There are some, though, that if you're not spending real-world money, you cannot play. Like the fishing game, Corey, that you and I started playing, I don't know if you've noticed several of those quests, you actually have to buy stuff for.
Yeah, Tightlines Fishing.
It's Tightlines Fishing, and I'm not spending real-world money.
Well, they
need
the money. You know, they left from, aren't they from the L.A. Noir team? Or
Yes, they are, and that's awesome. I'm glad they need the money. I'm glad that they're the ones who are doing it. It's a really great game, but I'm not spending money. I would sooner harass my friends, which I don't anyways, you know, to click on this and do this for me, yada, 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 than I would spending money on these things.
See,
I don't know. Yeah. Make me watch commercials. And do you remember the one we played? It was a store one where we ran our own little...
Pop Sugar.
Retail therapy. There we go.
Yeah.
And it actually made you watch commercials every so often. And that's fine. I'll watch all the commercials you want. Don't make me spend money.
You know what? I think
my wallet's too small.
Well, the reason why they do that, I don't think it's necessarily them. Remember we were talking about this week with the whole thing with Zynga and their IPO and whatever have you, that Facebook reams them for 30% of their profits. And if you remember when we first started playing games on Facebook, a lot of them had the, you can watch a commercial. If you watch this commercial, we'll give you this many coins.
Yes.
And you can only do it so many times a day. You can maybe watch 3 commercials, which isn't bad because I can put it on. I get up, I go get drink, I get something to eat, and I come back. It's done. Not so much, you know, problem. But they started veering away from that because Facebook is trying to take all the money and they want to control all the ads. We don't want you showing, you know, putting your own ads in. We want you to use our ads. We want our stuff in it. And this is why I say I think Facebook's got another good 2 years in them before the mass exodus begins, before people start going, the developers are going to go. Zynga needs to go after what happened to them this week.
They're going to be gone before that. I don't think that's going to be a willingly thing, though.
You go from a billion-dollar company, and then your stock just starts plummeting like it's a rock in the water. I was all happy for them at the beginning of the week. I was like, ooh, I should have bought some stock. I'm kind of happy I didn't.
Really? I called this. I was like, no, this
you
is
did.
Not going to work.
You did. But I was like, oh, look, it opened at 10. It's up to 11. And then 2 hours later, it's down to 8.
Well, it's more of, I mean, it's a social gaming platform. I was like, what are y'all selling? You don't have a product.
Well, they have it. It's just on Facebook.
Which is not going to be around forever.
Much like
Go ahead. They're getting ready to do their IPO pretty soon here, too.
Who, Facebook?
Yep. I think April. And a lot of folks started making comparisons saying, okay, well, what's Facebook's, fate with how Zynga performed? And I don't know, I think it's kind of like apples and oranges, but...
I think it's funny that Facebook is now incorporating a lot of features that MySpace started to incorporate just before it died. Facebook Music Channel, really?
Mm.
Yeah.
Really? They do? Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. I got to pull it up now. We got a music channel?
I probably spend more time at Google Plus than I do Facebook.
See? It's already happening.
Actually, I bet I spend more time on Tumblr than I do anywhere else.
See? Now Zynga.
I have had several of my friends moving over to Tumblr recently, but I go over there, and I love you, friends, if y'all are listening, but y'all have spam porn everywhere. And,
spam porn.
Spam porn. Porn that is spammed everywhere.
Porn, is it Pam? We mix them together.
If it were good porn, it'd be one thing, but no.
I worry about you. I really worry about you.
Come on. You thought I was so sweet and nice and innocent.
Lightning! Oh. Okay, now here is the thing. Zynga has their own little website and everything set up, but everything about it has to do with Facebook. They offer what they call a Z-tag. Mm-hmm. And when you go to the page, it says, get your Z-tag. Be the first to get your Z-tag. But you log in with Facebook. There's no other way to get a Z-tag. Other than Facebook.
We noticed that with the Microsoft one the other day, too.
Oh, God. What was it? Social?
Yeah, social. S-E-L or something?
S-O.C-A-L, social.
Yeah, there we go. It was weird.
Well, it doesn't surprise me there, though, because Microsoft actually owns a minority stake in Facebook.
Yeah, but since they're kind of trying to step on the toes, but kind of in a roundabout way, so that maybe Facebook doesn't know what's happening, like we can't see that coming a mile away.
Well, they're all starting to move to Google Plus, though. I mean, there's a lot of places where now I have the option to sign in with either one. Sign in with Google, sign in with Facebook.
I'm just concerned a lot of people are going to be out of work.
Of course.
Because a lot of these, I don't think Zynga's made the jump to Google Plus, have they? Have you
yeah.
seen any of their games up there? I'm trying to remember which ones are there.
Cityville's there.
Boo.
No, anything with Ville in the name, I'm not playing, sorry.
We got Poker there, and we got, and Cityville. That's it. Oh, wait.
So
nope,
far.
That's it. Yeah, that's it.
So far. I mean, you got to remember, Google Plus has only been out of beta for, 2 or 3 months now, so they're still tweaking it and changing it and adjusting and adding features. And I mean, it was kind of a wrong way to go for them because there was a lot of stuff that just wasn't functioning intuitively and wasn't functioning as cleanly as it probably should have, so it turned a lot of people off. But what I found was that the actual amount of conversation that goes on there, especially if you're following some good circles.
It's nice.
Oh, yeah. So much better than Facebook.
So much.
I guess I'll have to give it another try.
Well, there
wasn't anything. I got over there and I was like, this is so bare and so empty and there was nobody there. And I was like,
excuse me, I was there.
Corey was there and I love you, Corey. But nobody else was there. And I was like, I'm all alone.
Do you see the love that I get? They just feel like nobody's there. I'm standing right there.
I love you, Tori.
You're like ghost dad.
Wrong. Wrong.
I'll be curious to see how many of your listeners actually caught that reference, but
very few.
Probably. And I guess
few and many. Very few and quite a few at the same time. Some go, uh-oh, and some be like, what grandma used to watch that?
I can hear them sitting there. They're typing away right now, looking it up. Wikipedia.
Who's Bill Cosby?
Oh, the Jell-O Pudding Pops guy.
No,
oh.
They won't. He hasn't done that in years. They won't even know that.
Yeah, I remember him from the Jell-O Pudding Pops, but Jell-O Jigglers.
No, ma'am.
What?
Okay. Here's interesting. This happened after we did the news today, but we got to talk about it because Google apparently just paid $1 billion for the Firefox for something to do with Firefox search engine. I'm trying to look over this real quick because
are they gonna fix it? Because you know Firefox, I miss you.
I left Firefox. I think with version 3. I don't remember. I abandoned Firefox for Chrome. Yeah.
Have you been having issues where Chrome just completely sucks up every ounce of CPU?
Nope.
Oh, Firefox was doing that. It has since stopped.
Yeah, well, that's why I left Firefox, because it would just drain every available bit of processing power and RAM that I had. And I was like, yeah, I can't have this. So I tried out Chrome, and I was hooked. I was like, okay, this is so much nicer and cleaner.
Yeah, Chrome worked great for quite a while, and recently I've noticed that it started doing it, and it's pissing me off.
Here's what I did not know.
Run it and games at the same time.
Well, now they'll merge together, hopefully. What I did not know is that Firefox was a non-profit.
Oh, yeah. It was based off Mozilla.
I did not know that.
The old Netscape stuff.
Oh, God. You made my head hurt when you said Netscape. God.
That is some old. Wow.
I'm dating myself. I'm 36, so I've seen a lot.
Really? I remember the tail end of Netscape.
When it was dying, coughing.
Yeah. Yes. That was back during the days of like AOL and dial-up and.
Mm-hmm.
Dial-up, what's that? Some kids are like, what's that?
Yeah, it's funny. You can still find dial-up. It still exists.
Yes, it does. I work for a company who provided tech support for people with dial-up. I thought it was the most hilarious job I've had in a very long time.
Yeah. I have to derail the train really quick. I had a friend of mine ask me the other day what Atari was. I was like, I no longer know you.
Is that person a gamer?
Yes.
Oh, hell no. You're supposed to know your gamer history.
I know.
The very first platform I ever gamed on, other than obviously the arcades, was an Odyssey 2. So ask them if they know what that is.
All right. I'm going to give up my gamer card because I have not got a clue.
Odyssey 2 was Magnavox's console back in the late 70s. Now, I was real young. I was probably 5 or 6 at the time, so it was already outdated as tech was concerned. You know, Atari was the thing, but that's what my grandmother had, so that's what I played.
Oh,
I played a little game called Take the Money and Run, and it had these little stick figures that you were playing chase with each other.
See, it's not so bad that you may not know what Odyssey is because it's kind of obscure, but Atari.
Yeah, you should know. Atari's a brand name.
Yeah. How can you not know at least some parts?
They were talking about that the first console that they played on was the Super NES.
Okay. Well, that makes sense then. I mean, Atari was pretty much a dead brand at that point, and it didn't actually start to come back until probably the late 90s, early 2000s, and then now it's gone back into obscurity again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think when I go to my mom's this weekend for Christmas, I'm going to look for my old Atari. I'm sure she probably still has it somewhere.
And the older folks, like my mom's age, they still refer to gaming consoles as Ataris.
As Atari, yeah. Like they refer to every soda.
Wow, really?
Yes.
Yeah.
I still run into it. Every now and then I'll run into it. No. We're way past that.
except for my grandma, who actually knows the names of stuff.
That's good.
Well, your grandma is cool. I want your grandma.
My mom knows the Wii now.
My grandma knows them all. Every console that has a zombie game on it, she knows them.
Yeah, that's right. Awesome. That's right. Your grandma's my hero. I forgot about that.
I keep telling her we ought to trade grandmas. I want her grandma.
I was trying to get her to stay last week when we were doing the show so that you all could talk to her, which would have been hilarious.
Oh, that would have been awesome.
Yeah, and I told you she's got a mouth like a sailor, so it just would have been really funny.
That is cool. Why didn't I get a cool grandma? Damn it.
Kirsten is an art with her, yeah. So probably sometime after Christmas, maybe next week I may get her over here. You may get to listen to her yell about Dead Island in the background.
That's awesome.
Kill that son of a bitch. Kill him.
but she likes to watch.
No, she will not play, but she loves to watch. And I'm not joking, popcorn and the whole nine. And
nice.
You better not miss a shot because she's going to talk about it for the next hour. Man, what is wrong with you?
That's awesome.
Don't you know how to shoot that thing? You don't know how to shoot that thing? I bet you.
I live with you, Corey.
Y'all come on down. I got plenty of room.
You got internet connection?
I got you. Remember, I told you I redid my whole house because it will not happen again. I hate you, Apple. I hate you. Apple decided to change all the codes to my Wi-Fi in the house. So no gadgets were hooked to anything. I don't know where we were getting internet from.
That wow. blows.
But it was not secure. So now my whole house has been secured. I'm very excited that everything is connected again. And then I have a guest connection.
I did myself the other day. The whole town was without internet. Well, anybody with Time Warner was without internet for all night. It was crazy.
I don't like the sound of that.
Me neither. I'd go nuts.
I never noticed so many people out and about in the town. I was like, wow, why is everybody out?
There's no internet.
Get home and realize. I was like, oh, that's why everybody's out.
Now, interesting enough, remember we were talking. This also happened this week. We didn't get to actually talk about this during the morning show either. I kind of mentioned it towards the end. Verizon, with the whole emergency, the EMS test they did on their phones. Just for
I didn't get that. I have Verizon. I didn't get that.
Dave, do you have Verizon?
No, I'm Sprint.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Well, they did an EMS test. What was it? We said New Jersey, was it? And everybody it went war of the worlds. People thought something was really wrong, but nothing was on the news. But we were like, what the hell? What's going on? What do you mean emergency? So, yeah. Thanks, Verizon, but probably not the best way to go.
Is it like your whole scare with the Bon Jovi?
Yes, it was exactly like that. Man, that hurt me. Why did they do that?
I was like, you know, there's something wrong here. I'm not seeing any headlines. You think you see headlines?
I gasped all the middle of the news. Oh, my God, John Bon Jovi's dead. No, no.
I had to Google and find a picture for her.
Yes, sir.
Still alive. Calm back down. All right, Corey.
Shot through the heart. Oh, wait a minute. Okay, anyway. I was having a heart attack. But, okay, so now, since we have a guest on, Dave, let me ask you, do you think, as we do, that all the EMS things, text, social networks, need to be run by our governments? Because we see what happened when Verizon tried to do it on their own, and the government, when they tried to do it without the assistance of the cell phone companies, it didn't go well either. What do you think?
I think I'm kind of at a loss with that because I don't know that I necessarily trust the government to run anything these days. So, yeah, I mean, it needs to be done through an independent organization. There actually should be an organization dedicated strictly to that. That's not given oversight by the government and, you know, maybe something that's privately held.
Nice idea.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
you're trying
with him, I don't
water, but, yeah. Because you tread dangerous water doing anything private when it comes to public security or public safety.
Blackwater, yes. Yes, yes.
Yeah. Well, a friend of mine suggested probably about a month ago that, you know, maybe one of our woes financially as a country would be alleviated a bit if we privatized the military. I was like, oh, hell no. You are not going to privatize the security of our country. Because, you know, now all of a sudden the United States goes up for the highest bidder, as if it's not already bought and paid for anyways, but that's a whole other subject.
I like him. Can we have him back more often?
Anytime he wants to come by, he is most welcome.
I'm always around. I'm easy to find. I'm not.
We didn't hear anything past you're easy. I'm sorry. We didn't hear
that too.
That's bad.
Now, okay, so I'm kind of panicking. I'm still panicking about the Verizon thing. I'm still panicking because, you know, Virgin Mobile didn't do it. Nobody else participated. Why didn't they participate? Why were we not all involved? What if there was a zombie attack? How would we know?
Well, your neighbor would tell you when he tries to bite you.
Yeah.
My neighbor.
Unfortunately, he's got a point.
My neighbor has already been warned. Let me tell you how prevalent the zombie thing is in case some of you out there didn't realize it. There, I went into Barnes & Noble Tuesday, and I kid you not, there was an entire zombie section of books.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, there's that whole new avian flu that's out. So, yeah, zombies are coming, people.
Yeah, and it's funny because I just saw a tweet from GameSpot Australia that says, what's your zombie apocalypse survival plan?
See? And people are actually planning for this, like, and it may be coming. We really don't know. Maybe
I'm finding a Walmart with the second floor.
As long as we got Twinkies, we're set.
I think if there's a second floor, then there's got to be a stairwell. You can barricade a stairwell.
Nobody listens to me.
See, I don't think you really need any kind of emergency system in place. Twitter pretty much handles everything for you.
No, it doesn't.
I am one of those people, I only pay attention to Twitter when I'm on air, and even then it's only half-assed, so.
David obviously was not paying attention that day when the EMS announced that it was going to have a test. It was going to do a test. It apparently botched it terribly because the piece, you know, when it announced it about 2 seconds before it was happening in some places, it announced it after it had happened in some places. It was not literally national. It was spotty here and there. And it was never announced on Twitter until people were like, hey, aren't we supposed to have an EMS test? Why did they not grab Twitter? Why is it not on my cell phone? It's like they completely forgot about the social media thing.
Right. No, as far as that's in a testing format, but if you actually have some form of national emergency, Twitter's going to know about it before anybody else does.
Yes, because the zombies are typing the blood.
you'll have some soccer mom sitting there tweeting it real quick as the zombie's coming up behind her.
Help, zombie, bite it.
Yeah, exactly. It'll be like AGF.
Location.
Yeah, all of a sudden everybody will be turning on their GPS just so they can be found.
No, I will not be.
No.
See, we assume in the movies that the zombies don't have any intelligence, but I saw I Am Legend. Those zombies were smart in I Am Legend. So I'm not
going to. Oh, no.
Yes.
That's so blasphemous, though.
The zombies are smart?
Serious. No, the movie adaptation of I Am Legend, the book was so much different and so much better.
Well, I hear that, and I read it, but when I read the reason why they changed it, it made sense. And I'm always a big supporter of them keeping exactly the same, but I do have to agree with them.
Okay, so you're good with the sequel that's coming.
Well, if Will Smith takes off his shirt, I will be good with the sequel. otherwise, no, they can keep it. I am waiting for the sequel of Zombieland, which is due out this year, I hope.
I like that, so that'll be cool.
I don't even think they've started filming that yet.
I've seen that maybe they are. It's in what I keep seeing status in production, is what I keep seeing.
Yeah, which means that they're still shuffling paperwork. I don't think they've actually started filming yet.
I want them to be finished. Don't be dashing my hopes, Dave.
I'll try not to. I definitely don't need you to get all stabby stabby on me.
I'm already jumpy about the whole zombie thing anyway. They had like a little zombie kit too in Barnes & Noble. I thought it was funny. It was a little box, a zombie survival kit.
Yes, I saw that. Did you actually open it and go through it?
No, because I was on the phone, I think.
Nothing useful. Nothing useful whatsoever. There was, like, 2 Band-Aids and, like, some flashcards.
See, you know when the zombie craze actually really went mainstream was when the CDC picked it up.
See, and now you can't even trust the CDC, because I happened to actually catch the tail-end part of The Walking Dead.
Yes.
Yes.
There we go. With
oh,
the
you
CDC, with
it.
Parts of it, parts of it. I'm not watching the whole thing. No, I'm too easily grossed out.
Oh, come on now, Ginger.
I'm sorry, them running themselves down in zombie guts, it's just kind of gross.
You play Left 4 Dead.
I know, but that's a little bit too gory for me. So, yeah, but no, the CDC blowing up, that was kind of nuts.
Yeah. That
I was like, wow, we're screwed.
That was last season, though. This season's even more gross.
Wow. Well, there's only this season so far on Netflix, so.
Yeah,
last
season. This season was tremendously more gory.
I have creative define this season.
If you want it, I can help you out, Ginger.
I will totally go to Corey's house and watch this, so.
Yeah, that's the only thing that Comcast is good for is their on-demand services.
Venomous.
So I can watch anything anytime. They charge me enough money. I should be able to watch anything anytime. Wants my porn free, people.
Yes, free porn. Well, hell, hang out with me in Second Life. You'll get your free porn.
Well, that's a whole different kind of porn. That's interactive free porn.
Porn is porn.
That would be better porn, then, if it's interactive.
It's not completely interactive, but you do participate. And you can participate. Yeah, we're going to leave that alone.
And I got physics now, so it's all good.
stop talking about your boobs. See, we got people to come in and play with us, and now they're just going to be looking at your boobs. Okay, Ginger, shake them. Let me see.
Hey, whatever brings them in, then, you know, hey.
Come on, shake them. Let me see. Shake them.
I'll hand them their own physics. Guys need physics now.
No, they don't. That's wrong. That's just first time I see it, I am no longer having anything to do with anybody perceivably male in Second Life. No, they do not need any physics.
That's so awesome.
That is not. You are wrong.
I'm not wrong. You know I'm right.
Anyway, it's almost time for us to get out of here. We have rambled.
We rambled the whole hour. That's fine.
That's a good show when we ramble. It's been good rambling. It's not our normal crazy rambling that has nothing to do with anything.
No. We got to talk about Star Wars. We got to mention some Star Trek even, I think. So,
yes.
Yeah. It's all good. Oh, I got to find you the little girl that cosplayed. She played Spock. Well, she dressed up as Spock for Halloween.
Oh.
Yes. Apparently she got picked on. But now I got to find it.
All right. And she said she should have told them, and when I grow up, you will all work for me.
Hell, yeah. And she looks just like, oh, here we go. I found it. And there went my accent, so, yeah.
I heard it.
Oh, yeah, and I'll put this in the chat room for the people that I don't know who.
We got some gifts. I think they came with Dave. Dave brought his peoples with him.
Oh, that is very nice.
I tweeted it a little bit.
Sometimes you need backup when you come over to visit us, truly.
We have guests 10062, 10184, and 10044. 401. There we go. 10401. Yeah.
Oh my God, she's adorable.
She is, isn't she?
She is adorable. She needs
kisses. Oh, she kisses.
And she could actually double that up. If she readjusted the hair, she could fit into, you know, any of the high fantasy elven.
Yeah. Lore. Yeah. Ooh. Get her some long hair. She could.
Yeah. She could actually step in and maybe do some Hobbit cosplay.
All right. I ran into people who were doing Disney princess cosplay the other day. That was weird.
Like, now?
Like, adults doing Disney.
I'm not even going to say anything because
cosplay.
When I went to go see Grease, I surely was dressed up like Rizzo. I will not even say anything. I had to walk and everything.
That's understandable, though. That's no different than when we used to go see Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Oh, that's my favorite. I can't wait till I go to that one now that I'm an adult. I haven't been as an adult. I got my corset and my garters already. Already.
Yeah, I'm almost afraid to dress up because I already know they're going to look at me and say, you need to put the spandex on. I'm like, oh, you don't want to see this in spandex.
Oh, come on. What if we do?
Not really. I'll shut the internet down, and not in a good way.
That sounds like fun.
It is for strange porn.
All right, I gotta get you people out of here.
All right, let's get out of here.
I'm trying to find some good music to exit on. What would be nice to exit on?
Don't kill my Leroy.
Don't kill your Leroy. Damn, I can't kill Leroy.
Don't kill Leroy.
Then I guess I have to move along from this one then. Gosh, picky.
I know.
You sure I can't kill Leroy?
Don't kill Leroy.
Okay, I'll play the one I'm not supposed to play during the day then.
Okay.
That I always play. Bye. Oh, by the way, tell David thank you for jumping in on such short notice.
Thank you, David. It was fun.
Anytime. I appreciate you guys having me.
You're welcome to drop by anytime. Call in for the one. And of course, you know where to find us, GamerGirlsRadio.com.
No! Yeah.